Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. It can happen when you eat alone. It can happen when you eat with your family. It can happen when you eat with a large group. It can happen at a picnic, at a restaurant, at a large social gathering, anywhere, anytime, to anyone. It's described by words that we don't like to hear. Food poisoning. According to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, food poisoning is something that affects 48 million people every year, perhaps more than that. According to medical professionals, it is more correctly called foodborne or waterborne illness, but for most people, it is more commonly known as food poisoning. How does it happen? Food poisoning is an illness caused by eating food or drinking water, which at some point has become contaminated. This happens when infectious organisms get onto or into the food or the water. These organisms include bacteria, viruses, and parasites, or the toxins from those organisms. The more simple forms and probably more common forms of food poisoning may only affect what is known as the gastrointestinal tract, or if you wish, your stomach and intestines. The result usually is one or more of the following symptoms: nausea, vomiting, watery diarrhea, cramps and pain in the abdomen, and fever. Most cases of food poisoning are caused by what are considered to be common bacteria. These include norovirus, staphylococcus, and E. coli. There are also more serious forms of food poisoning with results that can be fatal, depending on the cause of the infection. The signs and symptoms that alert you to the possibility that you have been affected by food poisoning could start very quickly. This could happen within a few hours, perhaps 2 to 6 hours after eating the contaminated food. Or it might take anywhere from a few days to some weeks before the symptoms show up. This depends on what you have eaten, or perhaps what liquid you have drunk, and what is causing the food poisoning. So if you do become sick from food poisoning, how long does it last? Sometimes the sickness lasts only a few hours, which is encouraging. Or it may last for several days. Most people recover from the most common types of food poisoning within 12 to 48 hours. If you're affected by food poisoning, what steps should you take? What should you do about it? What can you do to help yourself recover as quickly as possible? For basic treatment, the goal is to ease the symptoms and make sure your body has the proper amount of fluids. It is also important to carefully select the food you eat to keep you comfortable and maintain your strength. Oral rehydration mixtures are good to have on hand for times like these. They help not only to replace the fluids you may have lost through vomiting and diarrhea, but also to help to replace the minerals that are lost from your body at the same time. You can buy packets of oral rehydration powder at many pharmacies. Or you can make your own mixture by dissolving a half a teaspoon of salt, 6 level teaspoonfuls of sugar in 1 liter of water. That would be about the same as 4 1/4 cups of water. Of course, when you mix your rehydration mixture, you will be very careful that you use only safe water. For the most common causes of food poisoning, your doctor probably will not prescribe an antibiotic. Speaking of your doctor, if your symptoms last longer than a short time or if they feel more serious, be sure to contact your doctor. For example, the following signs should be a signal to you to get professional medical help. Contact your doctor if you have diarrhea and the situation has not improved in 5 days or has gotten worse. If it is for a child or a baby, contact the doctor if the diarrhea lasts past 2 days. Contact your doctor if there is blood or pus in your stools. Contact your doctor if you have diarrhea and you have a difficult time drinking enough fluids because of vomiting or nausea. Contact your doctor if you have a fever of above 101 degrees Fahrenheit, which would also be above 38.33 degrees Celsius. For a baby or a child, especially a baby under 3 months, you should see the doctor if the temperature is above 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius. If a child has been vomiting for more than 12 hours, see a doctor. For a baby less than 3 months old, call a doctor as soon as fever, vomiting, or diarrhea begins. Contact your doctor if there are noticeable signs of dehydration, such as feeling dizzy, feeling lightheaded, if you have no urine for 12 hours, or you have a feeling of persistent thirst. If you know that your food poisoning is from mushrooms, fish, or other seafood, see a doctor. There are many different possible causes of food poisoning, and dehydration is the most common complication from all of them. Infants, pregnant women, and elderly people have the greatest risk for serious problems with food poisoning. Also, you may have increased risk if you have a weakened immune system for some reason, or you have a serious medical condition. There are some over-the-counter medications that you can obtain which help stop diarrhea, but if you have blood in your diarrhea, or if you have a fever, or your diarrhea is severe, then do not use these medications, unless you first talk with your doctor or medical professional. By the way, over-the-counter diarrhea remedies should not be given to children. It's quite common for some people to develop lactose intolerance for a few weeks after experiencing a bout of food poisoning. This means you or your child might feel sick after eating dairy products or drinking milk, even after you're well again. If this happens, just avoid dairy products for a few weeks. For babies, if possible, breastfeeding is almost always best. So, how does food poisoning happen? Well, to put it simply, your food or water has become contaminated. And this can happen in many ways. Remember those instructions from your mother? Wash your hands. It's still a good basic health safety rule to follow. In its most simple way, food can become contaminated when the person who prepares it does not wash his or hands properly. This can happen in anyone's home, or it can happen in a restaurant. Food contamination can happen when cooking utensils, cutting boards, and other tools are not cleaned thoroughly. Contamination can happen when water that is used during growing, preparation, or shipping contains even tiny amounts of animal or human waste. Meat or poultry can become contaminated when it comes in contact with bacteria from the intestines of another animal being processed. This can happen directly, or it can happen because of careless handling during the production process. Raw fruits or vegetables are possible sources of food poisoning if they are not washed well. If you raise chickens, be sure you wash the eggs before storing them. Harmful organisms can pass through the eggshell and contaminate the egg inside. Lack of proper washing is not the only cause of possible food poisoning. Another danger point would be meat or eggs that are not properly cooked. Well-cooked is much safer than undercooked. For example, if your food has somehow managed to become contaminated, cooking it well should kill most or all of the harmful organisms. Raw milk can be a possible danger also. So if milk is on your planned menu, be sure that it is pasteurized milk. This means the food has been treated to prevent contamination. Food poisoning can also come from eating raw fish or oysters or other seafood. And then, where will you be eating? At home? At someone else's home? A restaurant? Or perhaps on a picnic? How will the food be stored while waiting for the meal to be served? Will you be eating dairy products? Will you be eating something made with mayonnaise, perhaps, such as potato salad? Remember, mayonnaise is usually made with raw eggs. If these have been out of the refrigerator for more than 4 hours, they can possibly produce food poisoning when eaten. This is because, just like us, harmful organisms like warm temperatures. The longer food is kept out of the refrigerator, the more time the organisms have to grow. This means there could be a greater risk that you will become sick from eating that food. Also, any foods that have been refrigerated but not kept at the proper temperature can be a possible carrier of infection. Your refrigerator should be set to keep the temperature at or below 4 degrees Celsius. That would be at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. For safety, food should also be reheated to the right temperature. In other words, foods that are intended to be served hot should be heated until they are piping hot, That is, very hot. There are many points in the food production process where contamination can happen. It can happen during the growing time, such as manure being used for fertilizer. It can happen with careless handling during harvesting, processing, storing, shipping, or the final preparation. Raw, ready-to-eat foods such as salads are susceptible to what is known as cross-contamination. That is, when harmful organisms are transferred from one surface to another. Because these foods are not cooked, the contaminating organisms are not destroyed before eating. Again, that's why thorough washing of fresh fruits and vegetables is so important. For water, make sure that you use a filter that can filter out viruses, which are the smallest of all the harmful organisms. Better yet, boil your water. But remember, the water needs to be boiled for at least a minute. Some recommend that it is safer to boil the water for 3 minutes. Remember, if you are planning on using an electric kettle, most of the newer models shut off as soon as the water boils. In other words, they don't boil water for 3 minutes or even 1 minute. So it would probably be best to boil your water in a kettle or a pan on a stove. Some of the germs and toxins that may cause food poisoning go by such names as Campylobacter infection, E. coli, Staphylococcus, Salmonella, and Shigella. For more information on these and other possible causes of food poisoning or food and waterborne infections, check the links in the extra notes at the end of the transcript for this feature on the website. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com